Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.
Good morning, Imperial Valley. Welcome to Let's Talk About It, your voice for wellness. I'm not Maria. Can you tell? I'm Scott. And because it's an intro and I'm Scott and I'm not Maria, I'm going to blow all of the important information because she's always here and she always does. And she does such a fantabulous job of doing it. But here we are. It's Thursday again, of course, and 337-8874 is the phone number. We're sponsored by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services, and if you want to catch us later, you know, this is like the best show you ever heard. I'm promising you in advance. And, yeah, because Mark's here. And no pressure. But if you want to refer back to the show, because really, you know, one of the things that we try and do here is get information out that's topical and relevant and, you know, kind of connects to the community. And then now we used to have like this thing where maybe you could hear it echo off of Superstition Mountain or something. But now we have a podcast. The podcasts are at KXLradio.com, and you can click on Let's Talk About It and find Mario Espinosa's marvelous production work as he, you know, gets all this garbled stuff that we spill out on the radio into some sort of organized form. So, check us out there on podcast, or if you hear stuff today that you think other people in the community might benefit from, then clearly kick it over there. And, you know, if you're bored someday and just kind of surfing, surf on over to KXLradio.com, check out their whole website, and look at the podcast of all the stuff that we've done in the past, and maybe there's something that grabs your attention. You can listen to it in your cubicle while you're hanging out at work, and or not. Good morning. Okay, that's it then. Hey, Mark Paris is our guest today, and he's coming to us from a place called the Treehouse, right? The Treehouse.
Yeah.
Not to be confused with other treehouses, the Treehouse.
It's the Treehouse. The Treehouse is located in Imperial, California, 200 North Imperial, and it's a place for families and their children to go and grow together, in so many words. But we do focus on children 0 to 5 years of age. So from birth to 5 years of age, once they turn 6, they usually go to kinder, so they're not really going to come around. But our focus is the first 5 years of life, which is based on Imperial County Children and Families First Commission, which is the first 5 of California.
Now, have you found just from experience that having children that young in a treehouse is dangerous? Have they ever fallen out?
No, it's pretty safe. We have staff there making sure they don't fall out, and we tie them, you know, from the tree so they don't.
Is this one of like those big eucalyptus trees that's like right on the canal banks there, or did you guys like do the whole fruitless mulberry? Or
it's a fruitless mulberry. Well, basically, what the whole basis of the treehouse is, Rosie Nava Bermudez had a vision of a place where a family could come and just go ahead and learn together with. Develop motor skills, develop preschool, you know, skills just to get them ready for kinder, stuff like that. And recently, well, not recently, for the past couple of years, she's done the ASQs. I don't know if you're familiar with the ASQs, Ages and Stages questionnaire.
Ah, there you go. I knew acronyms always have like, words behind them, don't they?
So, you know, that's been a great help to a lot of parents who help them at home develop the skills that are deficient in a lot of their children. Or just let them know that, hey, everything's fine. Don't worry. Just stop worrying about, you know, certain little things that the child's doing. Eventually, they'll get to that point.
Well, because the children, sadly, don't have, like, little help buttons on them that you can push and get, like, this long list of instructions about where what they're supposed to be doing or how to help them do it better or whatever.
Definitely.
And so you guys try and fill that gap, I guess.
Pretty much. It's exactly what we do. We try to fill that gap of worries that the parents may have so they won't worry. I mean, just kind of like, hey, a child's a child, let them grow, do the best you can, but here's some tips that you can probably use to help you ease the frustrations or, like, my child's not doing what that child's doing, but eventually it comes. Every child is different as well. We all know that.
Now, what if I'm looking for a place where I can just drop my toddler off at the door and point at the nice lady and say, call her daddy, I'm going to go, I'll see you later. Is that the place for me?
No, that would be a child care or even a preschool or one of those places, a Head Start. But no, what we want is for you to come in, whether it be grandma, grandpa, uncle, aunt, whoever's designated to take care of the child, mom or dad, to come in and and work with the child in the environment. We've got computers, we've got different areas that deal with different parts of growth for the child, and we want the person taking care of the child to be part of that, not just drop off and, you know, we'll take care of it. Of course, we participate. We give classes every morning and every afternoon. We do the classes, and whether it be on cultural things, you know, like in we did the Hanukkah, we exposed children to different cultures and expressed to them what it's all about, and the parents as well. And then you've got parents that have their own culture, and they bring it in and share it with us, and it becomes a big salad of understanding and growth.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Thursday morning at 7:30 a.m. on KUBO 88.7 FM, Radio Bilingue. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXRadio.com.